Okay, welcome to the Carpenter Shop. This was the second Carpenter Shop built by Mr. Allaire. The first one was located halfway between the general store and the existing building. And if you'll notice also on the far end of the Carpenter Shop, in addition to the building, that was now the Wheelwright Shop, and that was added a year after, feeling that he still needed more room from the original Carpenter Shop. Now, the carpenter here is our highest paid craftsman in the village. He is a pattern maker. So what his job is to do is, let's say you have a cast iron frying pan at home. He would first make a wooden pattern, give it to the molders. They, in a combination of sand and clay, are going to make a form. Once they make the form, they will remove the wooden pattern. Then they will pour the molten iron into the form, and that is how you have a cast iron frying pan. This is a factory town. He made more patterns for the machines that Mr. Allaire is putting into his ships. Also in the building is the wheelwright, who he is making the wooden components for the wheel. If a wheel is broken, he may be able to replace only a small part. If not, he will make an entire new wheel, then turn it over to the blacksmith, who will fit it with the iron ring that goes around the outside of the wheel. Now, the blacksmith has to be very careful to make sure his measurements, because while the iron is hot and expanded, it has to just barely slip over the wooden components, the wooden part of the wheel, so that when it is cooled, the iron shrinks and holds everything tight together. The last shop that is in here currently is the tin shop. Now, the tinsmith is an itinerant tradesperson, which means he travels from town to town. He comes in, he works piecemeal for Mr. Allaire for the things being sold in the general store to Mr. Allaire's 400 employees and to the general public. He has apprentices that are started age 7. It is a 10-year apprenticeship. As I say, they come in, they work piecemeal, because what we make are things mostly for the home. We would make the tin cups, tin plates, cookware, candle holders, sconces, and that sort of item. Please come out and visit this building while we're open, and you can see our tradesmen at work. Any questions, please feel free to call the office.